I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Burdened with more than $20 billion in debt, iHeartMedia, the largest owner of radio stations in America, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy this morning. The broadcaster owns 41 stations in Georgia and more than 850 across the country. According to CNBC, iHeartMedia did not make a $106 million interest payment due on February 1st. Clear Channel Outdoor, a subsidiary of iHeartMedia and one of the world's largest billboard companies, has not initiated Chapter 11 proceedings. Well, according to personal financial disclosure documents filed this week in connection with her gubernatorial bid, Democrat Stacey Abrams owes more than $50,000 to the Internal Revenue Service and about $170,000 more in credit card and student loan debt. Her campaign told the AJC that Abrams deferred her tax payment in 2015 and 2016 while she helped to pay expenses for her family, including elderly parents, but that she's on a payment plan with the IRS. In addition to the IRS debt and a mortgage on her Atlanta townhome, Abrams' liabilities include $96,000 owed for student loans during her time at Yale Law School and about $76,000 in additional credit card debt. Vice President Mike Pence is attending Savannah's St. Patrick's Day Parade this Saturday. GPB's Emily Jones has more.
Typically, Savannah families stake out spots along the parade route well in advance and settle in for the whole day with tents, food, chairs, and plenty of drinks. But this year, those items will all be banned in an enhanced security zone that includes two of the city's historic squares. That zone will also be closed until 7 a.m. Saturday for a security sweep. Once it's open, parade goers will have to pass through security checkpoints. City spokeswoman Michelle Gavin says the city's been working with the Secret Service to minimize the impact of the changes.
We know that this is such a favorite event of so many families, and we want to do whatever we can to give them the space that they need.
Since people can't bring in food, there will be food trucks in the secure zone. Gavin says she doesn't have specifics on the cost of Pence's visit. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
More than 20 people have been arrested in connection with a Georgia drug trafficking ring. WTOC-TV reports they're accused of selling cocaine and marijuana for years in southeast Georgia. Federal and local Glynn County agencies made the arrests and seized roughly $150,000 worth of drugs and weapons. And Carlton Gary, the Georgia death row inmate scheduled for execution tonight, told a judge in a handwritten motion today that he's dissatisfied with his attorneys and is asking that his execution be postponed while he seeks new counsel. Gary was convicted of raping and killing three elderly Columbus-area women in 1977. Gary says he's met with an attorney only once since his motion for a new trial was denied in September, and he hasn't seen his attorneys since his execution date was set about 3 weeks ago. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.